A new proof of vaccine passport will soon be needed if you want to travel by train or airplane, either within Canada or abroad. The new plan, unveiled by Prime Minister Trudeau last Thursday, will require each province and territory to issue a, quote, standardized pan-Canadian passport that will be recognized across the country and around the world.
We made a commitment to ensure that there is a national standard for a proof of vaccination certificate that will be issued by every province and territory so that people can travel domestically, but particularly internationally. And today I'm happy to confirm that all provinces and territories have confirmed that they will be moving forward with a standardized national proof of vaccination.
Currently, Newfoundland and Labrador, Northwest Territories, Nova Scotia, Nunavut, Ontario, Quebec, Saskatchewan, and Yukon have issued passports with the required credentials demanded of the federal government, which include the passport holder's name and date of birth, information on the vaccines they have received, which types, how many doses, and when they were administered, as well as a QR code. Currently, BC's vaccine passport is not compatible with the new system. The BC passport only displays the holder's name and vaccine status. Speaking to reporters last week, BC Premier John Horgan said BC is still working with the federal government to prepare for the launch of the new system on October 30th, and that he understands there will be a grace period during which the province's existing vaccine card will be accepted for travel.
The federal government has just announced their plans and how they want to proceed. I know that the BC card will be acceptable for a period of time. I'm not sure how for travel. I'm not sure how far that extends. So I don't want to give misinformation because you're absolutely right. This does create confusion for people who are anxious to travel. But we were pretty clear that these are, if you're leaving the country, these are federal issues, not provincial. We've been collaborating very effectively on responses to COVID between the two orders of government, and I'm confident that we'll be able to continue to do that in the days ahead. But I don't want to give information to your listeners that won't be accurate. We'll have more information in the days ahead. The good news is it's a week before the individuals you're referring to are traveling, and hopefully they'll have the information they need. Again, I would encourage people to talk to their members of parliament recently elected. That would be the first place I would start.
However, he could not say how long that grace period might last. Horgan said he understands the need for more detailed disclosure while traveling and argued BC's limited passport achieved its intended purpose of putting residents more at ease when getting back to some of their pre-pandemic activities, like watching spectator sports.
We're going to continue to work with the federal government. What I want British Columbians to know is that if you have no plans to travel in the immediate future, the 3.7 million of you who have already downloaded a BC immunization card can continue to go to the play, can continue to go to a concert, go out for dinner with some friends.
When asked why BC created a vaccine passport that was not immediately compatible with the federal government or the other provinces, Premier Horgan cited the changing approvals of the various vaccines at both the federal and international levels, offering the AstraZeneca vaccine as an example.
And there will continue to be changes as the international community works through these issues. And that's the responsibility of the federal government. I don't begrudge them that. I do not regret for a minute that we took immediate steps to give people confidence that they could travel with their colleagues and within their community.
The new travel vaccine passport will take effect next month. Those who have no travel plans in the immediate future can continue to use the current BC vaccine passport. I'm James Mingy, reporting for The Pulse on Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.